Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, sitting here, and it is the middle, it's the first Saturday in December. It is the middle of the program, and I decided that for this particular segment, Beth McDonald, our AAA editor, I would put on my little Santa hat, and I can get the headphones over it, and I'm all set to go for the holidays. So there you go.
I'm so proud of you. I have not unpacked my Santa hat yet. It is still in its little box in the attic.
Well, I made a plan last year. I have one at home as well, and I have one here. And I made a plan last year that I would keep it in a drawer here at the station so I could get to it when it was time.
Or whenever you were having a little Santa moment.
Exactly.
Awesome.
So we're getting into the spirit of things as begin this last month of 2011.
Yeah.
And 2012 is just around the corner.
And we should be thinking about it.
Well, we should be thinking about it.
Yeah.
But not in the way everybody else is thinking about it.
Yeah. Yeah, the tricky part right now with this Mercury retrograde going on and the eclipse, we're right smack dab in between the eclipses. Mm-hmm. And there will be a total lunar eclipse next Saturday, the 10th. Full moon in Gemini creates that for us, opposing the sun in Sag. And that's at 6:32 a.m. Pacific time. Mm-hmm. And that should be visible, according to what I've got, over Europe, East Africa, Asia, Australia, and the Pacific, and the Pacific side of North America.
Okay.
So we should be able to see it. But keep in mind, kids, the eclipses reveal. And so a lot of us are finding out stuff that can kind of that can help us if we don't freak out about it. So, you know, it's always about stay calm.
Yeah.
It's kind of the spiritual equivalent of downloading upgrades to your hard drive. So, you know, you have to kind of reboot mm-hmm. before you can use that information, mm-hmm. but it's there for your benefit. So it's really about use this time to think about what you want to create for yourself next year.
It's always about observing oneself.
Well,
regardless of what the times are.
Yeah, it's there's always the foundational bit is observation.
Yeah.
You have to be observing what's going on around you, and you have to be observing what's going on inside you and creating some integration between the two. If you're resisting your reality, you're just going to stay in a spin cycle. If
right.
you're recoiling or rejecting, you're just going to be under the rock or under the covers in the fetal and you know, not really manifesting anything. And so,
yeah. Well, and we even had, I had a discussion with some people not too long ago. I mean, literally in the last day or so about that concept. And I heard one of the people, the participants in the conversation basically said that when they walked up and down the street here in Santa Barbara on State Street, they did not, for two reasons, did not give money to the people with signs, the homeless, and whoever they are, because not all of them are necessarily homeless. They're just playing the game, if you will. But they said one of the reasons they didn't give money was because the statistics have shown they earn $600,000 a year in the 15 or 16 top places to, you know, garner dollars. And they said that they wish they were making $600,000 a year. The other reason was they didn't see how this individual was going to exchange something. In other words, they were sitting there with a sign and asking for money. And the universe will exchange from you for whatever it is that you take, or will give to you for whatever it is that you give. In other words, there is that exchange process, and especially this time of year with Christmas and gift giving, there must be a receiver for there to be a giver, and vice versa.
And that's very much speaks to the heart of Capricorn, you know, that which is one of the dominant energies, not so much right now, but in the coming weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you can't observe while your mouth is moving. You know, you can't really observe while you're in a really driving busy mode. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to be in a mindful state. You have to be able to breathe and have your eyes open and your ears open and take it all in. You have to be present to be able to really get a clear sense of what the exchange is. And often the exchange isn't what you want it to be. And right. That's some of the downloads we get right now.
Right.
You know, it's like, wow, the universe wants me to give something different than what I had planned to give. Mm-hmm. Or, and then how do I recalibrate in order to do that? Or by the opposite, you know, token, the universe is giving me something different than what I wanted to receive. How do I recalibrate for that?
There's a gentleman who is literally running around the country. He's going to put 10,000 miles on his feet. And he is basically being taken care of by the universe. Now, he doesn't ask anybody for anything. He just places himself in the various situations as he's traveling around the country, and he's doing this on foot, and he has this cart that he pushes in front of him as he runs. He does about 25 miles a day, and he is going down the West Coast. He's going to go inland to Phoenix and across the southern part of the country, and then up to New York, and then back across again to Chicago and Seattle. And he just trusts the universe. What does he do in exchange? It's not the running. He's an artist. And he will sit somewhere and he may draw someone or something and people will see this. And he gives that away. He does not sell it. He just gives it to the people. And the universe then gives back to him. He has no plan. He has no schedule.
And
but he has an intent.
Right, right. And that, you know, that's a metaphor. You know, that is an awesome metaphor. You know, finding that fine line between complete surrender and intentionality.
Yeah. It's quite an equation that is so simple. It is so simple.
Right.
Now, as I said, it is simple. That doesn't mean it's easy.
No, it
there
takes
is
a village, and that's where your community comes in.
Exactly.
It takes a village to be a grown-up, and so, you know, be part, you know, a lot of what's happening right now, too, is we're getting these downloads about how to be a more happy, constructive member of our community.
Yeah. And, you know, the contribution that one makes to their community is as varied as the individuals in the community.
Yeah.
You know, you're not locked into, oh, I have to give money, or I have to give a time volunteering. So you could make things to distribute.
Or even simply not hoarding and like giving the things you don't need anymore or don't want anymore to, you know, Alpha Thrift or Goodwill or Salvation Army or any of the many places who take your cast off items.
And I've also learned, too, that they have a wonderful program here that where they allow the individuals to go select what they want as opposed to putting a box together and saying here, because they've noticed that 9 times out of 10, 70 or 80% of what they've given to this person ends up in the trash.
Right.
So
right.
at least
there's
this way.
Amazing programs in this community.
Absolutely.
You know, there's a lot of the sign of Aries in the charts of the city and the county of Santa Barbara. And that is the sign of innovation.
Yeah. Well, we're going to innovate right back to John Gray here in just a moment. Beth McDonald and BethMcDonaldConsulting.com and 963-0842. I thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And we'll be back in just a moment. This is Tell Me Your Story.